Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hello, welcome to the Stephen Trice Podcast, episode 39.
Hey!
This week I'm joined by Max Smith.
Hello there.
Tom Looney.
Yep, hello.
And Joe McGrath, who's off in the corner. Have a posh in your own time, Joe. No, it's Christmas. Guys, had any bonkers stories for this week, have you?
I actually do, surprisingly.
What?
So this might surprise you.
Yeah.
But I tend to cut my nails quite a bit. And this week I cut my nails, you know, because I had to. And I cut it a bit too sort of deep. So this pinky finger's getting a bit of a rash from where I've cut it wrong. And it's sort of hurting a bit.
Why didn't you put a plaster on it?
Because it's sort of like the nail sort of cut into the side. So I've been picking at that for a bit.
I thought that I'd take a turn or something.
Why do your stories end with rashes? Every pissing time. Lo and behold,
I have to go out of my way now to get rashes in my stories.
If you were Aladdin, when you rub the lamp, you'd get a rash off it.
Fucking hell.
I wish I didn't get any rashes anymore, Genie. Little joke for you guys. Joke one of the night.
So looking at the TV. Tom, did anything bonkers? Plucked your eyebrows?
Nothing that can rival that.
No. Sort of stumped this week.
How's your Christmas village going?
It's complete-ish. I'll post a picture on my story. It's looking good.
Plugging his Instagram. Yeah, again.
Yeah. Wow.
It's cute. It's nice. It's taken the dining table out of commission for the month.
Only Christmas. Two of you living there at the moment, though. That's true. Any burglars listening?
What about you, Stephen?
You've had a week, I bet. London on Tuesday to do some filming. I don't know how much I could talk about it, but I was doing a show called Park the Bus, in which I had to park a bus.
Oh, interesting.
A lot harder than I realised.
Got a few questions. What sort of bus?
Single-decker bus.
Single-decker bus.
Which had come from Liverpool. Ooh. Realistically, if I'd known that, I would have just got on the bus in Liverpool, yeah. Save money on the train.
It's funny, I got a bus once, came out in an awful rash.
It did
smell though. Like
The rash?
The bus. I was tempted to whack the seats and let the dust fly, but only dickheads did that at school.
Yeah.
I never did.
Did you ever get up on the stand up and jump up and down when you were going over a ramp?
Over a bump?
Yeah.
Over a ramp.
A ramp.
I say ramp.
Joe, I don't know if you remember.
That's your body.
In between Cheadle and Cheadle Hume, where there used to be that ramp that went over the river. Really weird, random ramp. I've never seen this ramp anywhere else on a road. So it was a ramp, and we always used to jump up and down going over that weird ramp.
So when you say ramp, though, a ramp is something you could get air off.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was like
like speed.
It was a proper temporary kind of thing that was brought in, I think, to reinforce the bridge. Maybe it was just, now I think about it, but
in Portsmouth, there's not a ramp, obviously. Bloody hell.
Tramp.
It's sort of like a
Merry Christmas.
It's like a hill. But when you go down this hill,
yeah,
you get like a weird feeling in your stomach.
I used to love that.
Nice.
Around your penis. Yeah.
You get that on roller coasters as well.
Yeah.
Just great to feel something.
First date.
It's been years, man.
Black Friday, did you buy anything?
I mean, the deals were not particularly good.
No.
Got a few games.
Oh, yeah.
Talk us through it.
Got Cyberpunk. Really excited for that. Wasn't on Black Friday, though.
Still got it.
Paid a lot of money for it. Over the odds of anything.
Full price, baby. For Fallout 4, completed it already, but, you know, £5.
Wow. You can't say no
down
to that.
Down from like 30. Yeah,
wow.
I'm not going to say no to that.
But you've already completed it. Doesn't that imply you already have it?
I had it on disc.
Oh.
I sold the disc when I was poor.
But did you complete it in the past?
I have completed it in the past.
So you bought it again.
It's sort of like,
again,
you know, when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, I want to watch that movie again.
There was a Spotify rap thing.
Okay.
Obviously, we're part of Spotify with this podcast. Not exclusively, though.
Yeah.
Although they could make it that way.
That would crumble without us.
If anything, Spotify is a part of the Stephen Trust.
In a way. The Spotify Wrapped, where you see what you've been listening to, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were posting that they'd listened to this Stephen Trice podcast.
Okay.
A lot. It was in their top five podcasts, which is lovely. You know, nice to see. And one guy had listened to 8 episodes in a day. That's the most I'd seen of our podcast.
Wow.
8.
It's a heavy amount. That's over 8 hours.
That's too much.
That's 8 IMAXs.
Well, no, that makes sense then. That probably makes sense, to be fair.
Do you reckon he just skipped to your bit each time? Around 40 minutes in.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he ever skipped and just heard, "Get out, Max, you fucking moron. I've gone too far."
That's a lot, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't even talk to you two for that long. Maybe Joe.
Hey, what could you be doing for 8 hours where you could just hear, you know?
Jabber jabber.
I guess if you're listening to it.
Yeah. In front of the mic, Tom.
Sorry.
Say it again.
Yeah. Now going again.
He would be listening to that. Audio level joke there.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's on the TV. Look at Joe in the corner there. You been sweating, Joe? Joe, we can't hear Joe, but he's still doing Wing It.
Yeah. Going well.
Joe, nice. I think you need to get out of the restaurant to review it. I want you to slag companies off.
So I've not watched any Wing It's apart from I've seen some snippets. Like I saw the bits that you. So you're saying he needs to get out of the restaurant? Why might that be? Is it just
because I feel like you can't let loose when you're there and you've got the owners going
whispering?
Yeah. Joe, when I do Wing It with you, if you'll have me, we should go outside. But I'll make a bit of a show in the shop. Please subscribe to Joe's channel, because if he gets to 3K before Christmas, we get to do a Valentine's Day special, wow. which is going to be special.
In which he'll lose all of those subscribers.
Speaking of people being naked, weird thing I saw on Twitter today, because it was Naked Attraction, but a guy had been on it. And apparently his date had gone terribly when he used a certain chat up line. And he'd tagged me in it saying, "I got it from Stephen Tries on the Sidemen Tinder video. It's quite funny." So I was like, first of all,
wow.
Don't just use a joke and not credit me. You know, that might go on TV now. They'll probably make a deal of that. Fuming. But the line was the one where people say good things come in small packages, and I want to come in your little box. Really funny.
You know, really funny, but very inappropriate.
You would never say that on a real date.
No.
Context.
Yeah. So to whoever that guy was, think on, okay?
Why would think you on. Say that?
I don't know. Why would you go on Naked Attraction, to be fair?
Yeah, of course.
That's the first question. You've got a question. Is
the most awkward show.
And it's always, the job's always like manager of what such and such a thing. Like they have a team of people.
How could you face anyone unless you've got a meaty package?
Yeah,
which, from what I've seen,
or a tender package.
How could you face anyone again after
that? Yeah, so strange.
Yeah,
I mean, I've seen some people on that just creep me out in terms of their behaviour.
Yeah,
there's one guy who, whenever the woman walked off, he'd sort of go like that.
What are
you doing? You've clearly never had sex.
Chill your beans, lad.
Yeah, he was awful.
Just so excited, like a little puppy.
There's
fully erect.
The vaccine's been announced.
To what?
To what? The coronavirus. Clapping
that. The band?
Would you take the vaccine if, you know, say next week, which is when they're saying they're doing it, but... If you're not like over 50, you probably won't.
I feel like I don't need it.
Yeah, I don't want to take it.
Well, I don't think it's for us. I don't think we need to take it.
Hopefully.
I guess it's probably fine, but these things go through so much testing that usually takes X amount of time just to say, so they can say 99.9% certain this will be okay.
Yeah.
Obviously they can't with this, but it's probably going to be fine.
I feel like I'm the only person that feels like we should stay in lockdown for another year.
Yeah.
Why is that, Max?
It's very sick.
So people can realise how I live. Yeah?
Yeah? You just want empathy out of coronavirus.
Exactly.
20 years time. Coronavirus never really ended for Max.
Do you not miss the cinema?
Oh, man. Yeah.
The smell of the popcorn.
Yeah. That's it.
Smell of the staff.
Can't really smell. Dirty nights out right
in
now.
42s.
I don't miss 42s.
I feel like I'm too old for
if 42s was open tonight, I wouldn't go.
No?
I'm too old for it.
Absolutely shouldn't be going.
Too old.
I'd love to go to a classy cocktail bar and just dance to Sean DePaul.
That's it, yeah.
Throw up on myself. What's that, guys? We've got a brand deal.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we do. Manscaped. Support for today's show comes from Manscaped. Trademark. Who is the best in men's below the waist grooming? My uncle. Manscaped. They offer precision engineering tools for your family jewels. That's good. Whoever works in the PR department has nailed that line. Manscaped just launched in the UK. Congratulations. Ooh. We've gone years without using the right tools for the job. You can be one of the first men in England to experience their life-changing products. Now, I can't lie to you. They sent me one in the post. You got one as well, Tom.
Yeah, I did.
Max, you can have one if you want.
Okay, yeah, yeah. That's the hairiest one here. I feel like, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I could do something with
you've never seen my balls, so.
Well, speak for yourself. Doesn't make sense, but yeah.
We'll go with it.
You say that again.
Have another of this. Chance
of being a fine thing. We just film loads of nonsensical cliches and just insert our favourite one.
That's not apple pie.
That's living.
I used it, and the one of my favourite things is they've got a torch. So when you press the on button to trim away, a light comes out. So you can see all the hairs, all the nook and crannies.
Yes.
My gooch has never been so smooth. Well, it was when I was born, but, you know, I didn't know what was going on. And for many years, actually. I did actually have that feeling of nostalgia when I shaved my ball sack. I felt it. It was weird.
It's like Pokemon.
Yeah, in a way. Except there's two creatures in there, not one.
Very nice.
Yeah. Tom, you shaved your testicles recently, but not with Manscaped.
I did, Stephen, that's right. I was chatting to you last night. I completely forgot that I had a box of Manscaped stuff in the house.
And what happened?
It was a rash. Well, you know, just some. It's just a bit red in places. You know?
Yeah.
Mm. Bits where it just doesn't cut the hair.
This is it.
As you want. More around the fringes, if anything.
You've got a fringe. A little emo fringe around your penis. A few blonde highlights. Max, would you get blonde tips on your pubes?
I'm happy to experiment.
They've lasted a while.
Yeah. They have.
Really?
He said if you could, and you definitely can. It's not something you can't do, so.
Great segment on the podcast. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team has perfected the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 in the UK. 3.0. They just keep up in the game. Well done.
Just in time for Christmas.
Their third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents.
You did enjoy the razor. It's really good. It felt like a step up.
Compared to scissors.
Yeah.
God. Scissors.
Obviously compared to scissors.
Yeah.
Using scissors.
Got one hand just pulling back my massive dong. The other one having to, you know, trim.
Yeah, we've all been there.
When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. And don't question that because I'm reading it off a sheet. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can have a longer shave. If you are taking 90 minutes, then it's a bit excessive.
Yeah, put the football on.
They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. Ooh. And we've all had a quiet stroke. I lived with my mum for years, I had to.
Your housemates.
Yeah. My favourite line in this. Let's get that bush to tush clean. Beautiful. Oh. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Stephen, STEPHEN, at manscaped.com. Make your testies their besties. Seriously, whoever wrote this, I'm in love. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Stephen at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. And use code Stephen, your balls will thank you. Well, thank you, Manscaped. Yeah. Now, should we get into today's topic, which is Conspiracies Part 3.
Dun, dun, dun.
Where's Dave really gone? Last time we did this, they went down really well. We covered Diana.
Nice.
Of course, the royal family covered Diana.
Ah, in tarmac.
What did you do?
The Illuminati.
Illuminati. You did Donald Trump.
I did a weird Donald Trump one.
Dave did
Shack of Despair, as he used to say.
Yeah.
But Shakespeare, that was it. Yeah, yeah. So this week, I've prepared a series of smaller ones that I think we could go through.
Bite size.
This is it. That I've just found, and I thought, why don't we talk about that? Great talking point.
Yeah.
First one is one that I found interesting, and it's by Disney. What about Disney? What if we told you the Walt Disney Company created the movie Frozen to alter Google's search algorithm? Basically, you'd get information about the film and not Walt Disney being frozen. I think that's a really clever idea because, you know, Walt Disney was a bit of a dodgy character. Obviously, it was years ago, but apparently they had to Photoshop things where he had cigarettes, you know, to keep it family friendly. So I think that's a genius move, if it's true, which it could be.
I've heard something similar with, not friend of the podcast, Boris Johnson.
Oh, yeah.
Because there was the photo of him in front of a bus that said, Brexit is great. And then he went on a TV show, did an interview, and they said, oh, Boris, what do you like doing when you have spare time? And he said, hating the poor, satire. And he also said, painting little buses, little tin things.
So all the time he seemed real.
The articles would come up with that instead.
And
of
so if you type in Boris bus, it would say this buses. The issue with the frozen Walt Disney thing is that it's so well known.
Yeah.
Like, if it's true, obviously.
But do you reckon they pushed it that hard because they knew they had to?
Maybe.
It does make sense because the one thing when I think of Walt Disney, I think of freezing himself.
Yeah.
It's clever, that.
I did read someone suggested that Disney had brought about coronavirus to coincide with the launch of Disney Plus.
Wow.
Yeah, that would work.
Yeah, because it's just massive uptake because everyone was just at home binge watching.
I guess so.
Don't believe it, though.
No. Stupid idea, Tom.
Just trying to contribute.
Next one, the Titanic.
Yes.
We all know of it.
Yeah.
Or do we?
Big boat.
Yeah. The sinking of the RMS Titanic in 1912 shocked the world and attracted so much controversy that a number of conspiracy theories have been put forward regarding the disaster. One such hypothesis is that the sunken ship was actually the Titanic's near-identical sister ship, Olympic, which was the subject of a large insurance claim, and that the two vessels were secretly switched prior to the voyage. Now, why I've written this down is, what I think funny is the idea of them trying to swap two massive ships without anyone noticing. Yeah. And in 1912, they just called down Magic Ian. Stood in the docks, just going, hey guys, look over here. Have you met Bub Bub? Magic Ian, you're going to keep going for about another 50 minutes, mate. What? You're kidding.
Oh, Jesus, imagine.
I've got three minutes of a tea.
Not Magic Ian, it's Bub Bub.
Don't turn that way.
Who Magic Ian?
I wonder how long into it. Just be, I'm not well, guys.
Gonna get paid now.
Cost £5 was a lot back then.
That's it, man.
Next one, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
This this one is the Iran government killed Michael Jackson. In June 2009, Iran held an election for their next president. Opposition leader Mir Hossein Mousavi was touted as a surefire win, but the government-owned Islamic Republic news agency reported that Ahmadinejad had won in a landslide with 62% of the vote, just 2 hours after. There's a lot of claims that it was corrupt and people were protesting the result. In fact, in the week before his death, allegations against Ahmadinejad stole the election took up 90% of their news coverage. Yet after Jackson's death, this radically changed, with 60% of the coverage now talking about Michael Jackson. International pressure on its government to organise a second election faded away, and social media users also became distracted with the hashtag MichaelJacksonRIP replacing Iran election as the most popular on Twitter. So basically, the election looks like it was fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was uproar, people protesting. Iran went, hold on, wait a minute. We need to get to the top of Twitter fast. Let's kill Michael Jackson, one of the most famous people worldwide.
Let's kill the king of pop.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What I think here is maybe whoever came up with that idea should have thought, hold on, I know she wasn't big at the time, but Molly May did a giveaway and took over Twitter for about 2 weeks.
There you go.
They could have done £10,000 for Pretty Little Thing. That would have gone down well.
And Molly May is big in Iran.
I don't think Iran would have done it.
That's clearly somebody that's looked at the Iran, you know, the timeline of what's happened, and just seen a correlation with Michael Jackson and gone, Okay.
People tend to work backwards from these things, don't they? Yeah.
I can't picture the Iran, the Iran government sending in like a SWAT team to kill Michael Jackson.
And then blame it on a doctor.
Yeah.
Although, do you remember
in the film Knives Out, they sort of get the nurse in trouble.
Maybe that's where they got the idea from.
Wow. Jeez. I've just blown this wide open. I don't feel safe anymore.
Cut the cameras. We're done here.
Next up, easier one. Well, not easier one.
Easier to solve.
Stonehenge. Here.
Okay.
I don't know how they would have made it, because, was it 1,000 years ago?
Pagans,
more than that,
wasn't it?
It was, it was a long time ago.
That's sort of South London speak for losers.
Yeah.
We're not saying that, okay, Tom? I think some of the rocks weighed 50 tons, maybe even 500 tons. So I forgot how many O's there were. But I've got no idea how they could have moved them.
I read that there's a chance. I don't know how believable this is, but some of the stones were there already.
Ah.
But I don't know if that's true, because it's on the hill, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't imagine just some stones like that being there.
Could it have been like one massive rock that was chiseled, maybe?
Maybe.
Is one archway one rock, or is it...
It'd be three rocks.
Is it three rocks?
Yeah.
Right. That's odd, that.
Yeah.
Because you would have to have about 100 people lifting that, and even then...
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would.
And the risk of it, someone slipping and they all just die.
Yeah.
It's too high, really. And to get it on top of something.
I mean, it's simple now. Just get a crane. But don't know if they had cranes back then.
I've got no suggestion as to what the technology would have been. But they say that there's so much technology that we've forgotten.
Yeah.
It's been lost over the years with the burning of books and just the destruction of civilizations. That there's things in the past that were pretty advanced that we could have continued to advance that just got lost and stopped in history.
Last one.
Okay.
Bin Laden.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Love Bin Laden.
Finally.
Friend of the puck.
But so, also on the list.
So Obama's watching.
So.
The death of Osama bin Laden gave rise to various conspiracy theories, hoaxes and rumours. These include the ideas that bin Laden had been dead for years or is still alive. Oh. Doubts about bin Laden's death were fueled by the US military's supposed disposal of his body at sea. The decision not to release any photographic or DNA evidence of bin Laden's death to the public, and the contradicting accounts of the incident. So when they did the siege, there was a 25-minute period where I think all the radios and the surveillance went out. So they don't know what happened. Which is a bit strange. Mm. It's like when Diana got killed and all the cameras cut out.
So does that feed exist somewhere? Or was it completely cut off?
So it was cut off, there so is no feed. It wouldn't be filming, yeah.
Well,
ridiculous, isn't it?
And then the Obama administration said they wouldn't release any images as to not risk another attack from Al-Qaeda. But they killed him. They said they killed him.
Yeah.
And they were celebrating it by talking about it. I remember there's a clip of John Cena, who was at the WWE that night, who then announces it to the crowd that they've killed bin Laden. What? And they're all cheering.
Do you reckon he got clearance from Obama to do that?
I think they thought, who's the toughest guy? They won't mess with John Cena.
My favourite story about the whole siege thing was they found bin Laden's laptop. And there was loads of files on there. So one of them was Chinatown Wars, which is a GTA game on the DS. And the other one was just titled...
Top Gear.
Which is titled Arse JPEG. Which is fun. It's nice to know that he's human.
Imagine if when he downloaded that file, that's what gave away his IP address.
Would be surprised.
His own arse.
Worth it.
That's the picture Obama releases.
Imagine if Osama bin Laden had like a load of webcam pictures. Do you mean your screenshots from Omegle? Wanking.
Well, he used to send tapes, didn't he, to America? Yeah. So that'd be fun.
Just the deleted, the bloopers from that.
Well, if that's here, then that means. No.
Maybe he shot himself. That's why he went into hiding.
Just waste out a terrorist.
He carried out 9/11 to take the heat off him for these dodgy videos. Well, we shouldn't joke.
No.
I do find it very strange to dump his body at sea. Nobody's found that. And then...
They did that because they didn't want to leave a place of pilgrimage.
Mm.
So like they did it with Che Guevara.
Yeah.
So there's no one place that people can gather to go, you know, and then start shit from there. So
I mean, the whole thing's clouded, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, he was. I mean, he was the perfect poster for, after, you know, for 9/11.
You still got your poster?
Sorry,
still got on your wall.
But yeah, no, he's supposedly in the mountains, wasn't he? Afghanistan, you know, yeah. Like this guy that's got horrendous kidney failure.
Yeah,
I think he needed regular dialysis, but he was supposedly receiving that somehow whilst simultaneously being in the mountains in Afghanistan. They said that there is a suggestion that he was always in Pakistan. And that America were aware of where he was, and it was convenient at the time to kill him when it was like an election year, and Obama was struggling.
Yeah, if you say that you've killed him, you're going to be
noted. You know, so visit a hospital, kill Bin Laden. So there we have it. Well, all the conspiracies, very few solved there.
Yeah.
Except for the Titanic one, we have cleared that up.
Yeah.
Definitely. It'd be hard for any entertainer to distract for how long that'd take.
The magic key and conspiracy.
It's out there somewhere.
Should we step on to Stephen Lies?
Hey!
Tom, you are our detective this week.
Cool.
And Max and myself are the truthers and liars.
You all right?
I'm not as flexible as I used to be.
Who'd you like to go first?
I'll give him a minute. Go on, you can go.
I had an argument with Chris MD after he refused to delete footage of me impersonating Nelson Mandela.
Very plausible. Max?
Last week was nearly Black Eye Friday for a disabled woman in Tesco.
Stephen.
Yeah.
What was this footage in aid of? Is this was this for some sort of video or?
Yes, it was a video. Okay. We did the £50 versus £1,000 night in.
Yeah.
And this is when I had to spend £1,000 and got 50 on me.
I remember the night.
Classic. Yeah. So this night, I drank a little bit, but for the most part, I was completely sober. There's about a 20-minute period though where I did a shot of absinthe and then I went off to be sick. But for that little while, my head was gone a bit. It was cut out of the video in the end, but I think Will got Chris a Nelson Mandela book. It was something to do with that. And I was doing an impression of him for a while. That wasn't the main problem. The bit after it was my Layla impression, because I think Harry went, can you do any other impressions?
Yeah.
So I did my Layla, which is good, but at the same point, you know, I'm being a disabled girl.
Yeah.
So I thought nothing of it until the next day in the group chat, Harry referenced it, and I was like, what are you on about? And he said, oh, you did your Layla. I was like, oh, fucking hell. So I messaged Chris saying, is it cool if we get rid of that? And he's like, well, my editor's got the video, so I'll see what he brings back. I was like, well, it's not a yes or no, is it? And then I kept asking, he didn't answer for about half a day.
Yep.
Then when I spoke to him again, I was like, have we got rid of it? And he's saying, I've not seen it yet. My editor does all the video. So he was saying that he won't get a say in it because his editor does a video. So I was just saying, it's your channel. You choose what goes out on there. And then I think I was asking to see a link because you can send like a link because he was saying that it's going out today.
Yeah.
I was like, Chris, you haven't even shown me the video. So he sent me the link and it was out of it. So, but there was a while where...
Just a bit fraught.
And then Nelson Mandela, it wasn't a good impression either.
Can we hear it?
My name is Nelson Mandela. It's not the best.
Not the best, no.
It's like he's in the room.
But it's fine. Okay. Just give me yours again.
Last week was nearly Black Eye Friday for a disabled woman in Tesco. So we decide to go to Big Tesco because, you know, it's a nice
walk.
You
and the disabled woman.
So what are you doing there? Trying to put me off. classic. I'm still struggling for when I bend down to pick up this bloody thing. So get to the Tesco. It's like 11 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Luckily, this Tesco shuts at
midnight.
Hey.
Great local knowledge.
We get there and it's Black Friday. Still Black Friday. You know, change to Saturday at 12 o'clock is when they shut.
You can't fault that.
Great logic. So I go looking for the game stuff.
Yep.
And the game stuff is near like the kids section.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
On the right hand side.
Yeah. You know,
kids, halfway kids down. Play games, man.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, adults play it too.
Kids as well, though. So that's why.
Do as well.
Predominantly kids.
No. Younger heart people, maybe. So she's looking at. Yeah, thank you. She's looking at that stuff. I'm looking at the other stuff.
Yep.
And there's one thing left with the Fallout game I was telling you about. And she was in my way. Store's got a bloody shut soon, isn't it? So there I am, stamping my little feet, something that yep. she can't do. She could walk.
Just not stamp.
Her disability was she couldn't show signs of aggression.
Yeah.
She had one of those special shoes. So I'm like, I need to get past.
Yep.
She's not moving, not for love nor money, and I tried to offer her both. So, you know, just in anger. I was like, well, that's just sort of seething at her.
All right.
It was a good title, wasn't it? You know,
yeah, yeah, fair play.
That's what this thing's about.
Fair enough.
But yeah, so I was like, excuse me, please, can I get that? And she's like, wait a minute. From Manchester.
Yep.
And then, yeah, just waited a minute.
Did you get what you needed in the end?
No. Too much money.
So with this, Tom, you can say, he's lying, I'm lying, or both lying. So it's just
you
like,
did so,
it's just like Dave's
you did
here.
Mention earlier that you didn't have Fallout on disc. So that's true-ish, maybe.
And can I point out, Saturday does come after Friday.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to say that Max is telling the truth and you are lying.
I am lying.
That was the most obvious lie he's ever told.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
No. He didn't answer the story. He just went on about a fucking shop.
Yeah, but he's done that before.
Max would have just walked around the woman.
He's done that before to
her disability was she couldn't stamp her feet. She had a special shoe.
What disability is that?
I've heard, but Max has deliberately told true stories in a way that makes it sound like he's lying in the past.
When has Max ever gone to punch a woman or a disabled woman?
No, but he said But he said it was a good title. I was just seething, which I can imagine Max seething and not saying anything as a disabled woman stands between him and a game.
That would have been worse if that was true than Ryan's game swapping at Christmas.
Yeah,
you've been doing a kipper there, mate.
Well, I mean, I was kind of half right with yourself, and it's very rare that we do everyone's lying, so I couldn't have forgiven myself. Got some conspiracies here. Sorry, it is football-based, but it's about old
United
Ronaldo.
United didn't actually lose last night. They beat PSG.
Ronaldo.
That's great.
The 1998 World Cup final, the conspiracy that Ronaldo was drugged before the final.
Wasn't he injured?
No, he was absolutely fine, having a good tournament. He was Brazil's star player, and he was the one that everyone was talking about.
Sean Cafu.
And on the night of the World Cup final in Paris, he had a seizure out of nowhere. I think it was Roberto Carlos that he was rooming with. Yeah, found him in his bed. He was just started shaking uncontrollably, arms flailing around, foaming at the mouth.
Could have been listening to Hey
Ya. His eyeballs rolled back. He was seen to by someone, and then obviously it finished, and I don't know if he was sedated or something, but then he passed out and fell asleep. But it came from nowhere. He had no health issues before, 21 years old, and out of nowhere he has this horrendous seizure. He ended up playing the World Cup final because the coach said, I could never have been forgiven if we lost. I didn't play him.
Well,
but he had a really bad game.
Yeah, he just didn't do much.
Didn't do anything.
Imagine the World Cup final as a footballer.
Yeah.
It's going to be the biggest game of your career. 21 years old, that's a lot of pressure. That could get to you.
Still, though, a seizure of that nature. There is also a rumour that, because they just signed a massive, massive deal with Nike, and Nike pressured Brazil to play him.
They found out 70 minutes before the game and said,
because he wasn't in the starting lineup, he was like, he has to play.
But then if he plays really badly, that makes Nike look bad, doesn't it?
I guess the main conspiracy is that the French drugged him. Which is, you know, which has never gone away in Brazil. It's been quite a sore thing for Brazil.
There was also one, was it with Tottenham or West Ham having food poisoning on the last
Tottenham,
day of the season?
And they needed to win at West Ham or match Arsenal's result to
that was it,
stay in the top four. And everyone got sick.
Yeah.
Like, horrendously. People were vomiting at half time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Which I kind of touched on last time but didn't really go into.
It could be a great character in the future.
Yeah, that's good, yeah.
So the conspiracy of Pearl Harbor is—it's always with these things—is that, you know, they're framed in the media as this. Oh my God, this awful thing has happened. We've been attacked, usually to gain support for then retaliating.
But the Iraq War,
basically, You know, the American public wouldn't send their sons and daughters to war unless they felt like they needed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The conspiracy is that they basically goaded Japan by making them feel like America was about to attack them, and then they had to respond. So they attacked Pearl Harbor, where Roosevelt didn't tell anyone to expect anything, and thousands of them were there, like sitting ducks, the whole Pacific fleet, the planes, and all these soldiers, thousands, just got absolutely massacred by the Japanese.
If you were going to attack America, wouldn't you attack like New York City?
Well, the war was being fought at sea and by planes and all the... So this is the thing. So they normally docked in on the coast, on the west coast.
Yeah.
But Roosevelt had insisted against the advice of other people that they go and be stationed at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii strategically. And apparently there's loads of memos and stuff years after that have found that he was ordering them to go into like Japanese waters and make them think that an attack was imminent.
I could be wrong, but didn't... Wasn't something released which basically proved that they knew it was going to happen?
I think I heard, yeah.
I swear I heard something.
Well, more recently.
Yeah, very, yeah.
Kind of, yeah. It's basically not really in any doubt, but the story still is remembered by the majority of people that the Japanese attacked. But as awful as it is that thousands of people were sacrificed, I do have some sympathy because obviously he wanted to, his worry was that Hitler was going to win the war in Europe without America. And he knew that he needed to help them.
Yeah.
The American people were going to say, no, we don't want to get involved. And if Hitler had won the war.
God. But are we speaking German?
Yeah.
Not me.
So what an awful Spanish decision to have to make. You know.
Yeah.
So this is, so another one is the Lusitania. Do you know the Lusitania?
Yeah.
Lusitania, great character.
We'll be meeting her later. So this one is, so it's a very similar ship to the Titanic that a lot of people don't talk about. Like, it's a similar size. It looks very similar as well. Four funnels, kind of beautiful passenger liner. And this was sunk in 1915, a couple of years after Titanic. Really? And a similar amount of people died. Like, I think it was 1,200 people were killed.
Yeah, but it's the sequel no one asked for, isn't it?
That's it.
This is it.
Yeah. Like Home Alone 4.
But yeah, basically, the idea is, so there's been memos and stuff from Churchill. Years after, there was a memo that was found of basically saying we need to encourage trade to continue in the hope that unrestricted warfare will lead America to join the war. So all these civilians were basically, apparently, you know, there's other stuff that's come out that they were told to slow down. The convoy was ordered to leave the ship alone.
Where was it going from and to?
From New York, I think from America to the UK. So the German U-boats sank it, and it sank very quickly.
Too quickly.
Yeah, and obviously... Again, another thing as to why America was able to join the war.
No survivors.
Possibly. It sank ridiculously quickly, which links on to another thing, that it was carrying munitions, like shit to be brought over for the war effort.
Right.
I guess it's just interesting because
people
are just so conditioned that you just can't imagine that governments would either murder its own people or allow their own to be murdered when they have intelligence. But looking back through history, like... the Bay of Pigs and all the issues with the Cold War and America and Cuba, and years after, and like Pearl Harbor, it's almost without doubt that it definitely happened.
Yeah.
But let's say they had some forewarning of 9/11. It's massively beneficial for them for that to happen in some ways, because it allowed them to
take over these countries.
Biggest military deployment in decades to go out into the Middle East because they were defending, you know, their liberties.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's big decisions.
It's one of those things, isn't it? It's like, would you kill...
Yeah.
Thousand to save a million, or so on and so forth. And there's people like that would say yes.
Mm.
But
it will never come out in our lifetime.
No, of course.
Because
not.
It couldn't, because the ramifications for the world would be too huge. But in 100 years' time, maybe.
Revolution. Thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah.
Max, what have you got?
Just awful back pain. just
a date with my doctor. Boy, got a lot of writing.
Just relax and enjoy it, mate.
Relax.
If I hear the word fucking Tim Jam.
So today I'll be talking about simulation theory.
Okay.
Some people might say it's not a conspiracy theory, but I say it is.
Some people might say it is.
Yeah. So stuff yourself. So today we're talking about simulation theory. I swear I had something about that.
You did say that.
Here we go.
You did. You're not going mad.
Oxford Dictionary defines the word computer as an electronic machine that can store, organize, and find information, do processes with numbers and other data, and control other machines. I agree. In history, there have been many brilliant minds, too many to count, and a few of these genius brains have used their intellect to work on computers. People like Charles Cabbage, meant to put Babbage, autocorrect baby, and Manchester's very own Alan Turing. The first man to put Manny on the map.
It's not just educational.
It's fun. It's edutainment. Since Turing's first universal computing machine, basically, Alan Turing came up with the idea for a computer.
Nice.
That's fun. Yeah. And that was all the way back in 1906, when he wrote about it in a paper. A paper is something made from trees, which I'm reading this from.
Go off on a tangent conspiracy.
From not so humble beginnings, with the earliest computers taking up whole rooms, only able to compute simple calculations and put a man on the moon, to phones, which can contact anyone in the world, make movies, connect to the internet, and even allow you to watch and listen to segments like IMAX. It's clear we have come a long way. So basically, what I'm stating there is computers started off massive, and then as time's gone on, they've gotten really small, but more powerful.
So is your conspiracy saying that there is a belief that technology has improved?
What?
Are you seriously trying to suggest?
This is it. I don't need to say all this junk. Simulation theory is simply this. The universe as we know it is a computer simulation, with everything in creation being a group of ones and zeros. And all life, and the emotions and consciousness and free will that comes along with it, are simply programs running. The simulation theory was brought into the mainstream discussion by philosopher Nick Asweet. That's not his name. That's technology going wrong again. So he believed, he stated...
This is a god-awful simulation.
No, it's a simulation trying to stop me from...
Nick Asweet.
Nick Asweet. So he basically came out and said, all right, lads.
He came out.
Yeah, it was a big day for him.
And Alan Turing as well.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Were they lovers of the conspiracy?
Conspiracy.
Yeah.
God, we need to get to the bottom of this. He first stated... So there's a thing called the post-human stage, which is where we reach a level of technology where we've...
Cease to be human, mate.
Yeah, we've just gone further than we could even imagine.
Yeah.
There's three theories, and his theory is if one of these is true, the other two must be incorrect. So the first one is a human civilization can never reach that level because they'd destroy themselves or something else would destroy them. The second theory is that we would reach that level, but creating a simulation which could run a universe with simulate people inside that feel and think like us, they wouldn't do it. Or the third theory is that we would reach that level and then make a simulation which would have people in it that think they're real.
So what would this simulated universe be?
So basically in a computer.
Ah.
But it would have to be, so he stated that the computer would have to be the size of a planet, which I know sounds stupid. That sounds really far-fetched, but a billion years, a trillion years, if we're still around. That's what the post-human stage thing is.
Oh, so we're not there yet?
Not yet.
Or we could be.
Could be.
You know.
Who knows? Ooh. A civilization could, if they get to a trillion years, create this computer that runs a simulation where the things inside it think they are real.
Wow.
And don't know if they're not...
Wow.
There's a lot of stuff here. Really interesting.
Yeah. Interesting. It's in crazy levels of technology.
Yeah.
My dad has to jam a butter knife in the wall to keep the switch on so that his oven works.
Yeah.
You know, like...
Same with my toaster.
It's mad, isn't it, that, you know, while he's doing that...
Joe, what's worrying is when you said jam, I looked at Joe.
Yeah.
I've been conditioned.
It's incredible marketing.
Wait a minute. No. Somebody's changed this. Conspiracy, because it says here... Statements in the thesis, like some really good stuff. I put something to do with the microscopic world does not need to be rendered in the simulation because of the computing power. We wouldn't need to see atoms or things like that. But some cheeky fellas put, so the microscopic penis world does not need to be rendered at all times. And that's somebody with a micro penis. It feel like it does need to be rendered at all times.
Makes Nick a sweet.
Yeah.
Cabbage.
No! I didn't want to believe it!
Yes, we to print it off.
Are you kidding?
Just it to the
I guess it's reassuring to know that maybe
I thought there was
you're living what you're living in is just a micro penis simulation. You've got a huge dick.
I thought there was something bigger behind this. It's just Stephen fucking around his computer.
Silly ass R. Bean. He is a respected scientist who came up with something that stated a computer with finite resources would separate the universe in a grid-type pattern.
I don't think anyone would be listening past cabbage.
This is interesting stuff.
It is.
It yeah. made more interesting by silly SRB.
Nick a sweet.
Nick a sweet. Yeah, I just got it. Nick a sweet. Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that.
No.
Probably because I was treating this with respect. Yeah, just a little bit of respect that it deserves.
Yeah.
So again, do you believe there's a simulation or could be in the future?
It could happen.
Yeah.
If it has happened, we wouldn't know. If we're in a simulation, we wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Would you be happy to find out that you're in a simulation? Or would you be?
I don't know. There's a lot of philosophers that believe
livid.
If we find out that we are simulated, at that point there is no point in anything. But there
nothing
is still.
Nothing really changed, though.
Yeah, nothing would, you know.
This is some sci-fi crazy.
The issue is as soon as you bring time into it and you bring in a billion years.
Yeah.
If we're still around in a billion years, I do believe that this sort of thing could happen.
Yeah.
Because it's just...
How can we even predict a billion years in the future?
Yeah.
Like, we can barely predict. I mean, you've seen like kind of Tomorrow's World back in the day and they're looking at yeah. the year 2010, 2020.
Flying cars and stuff.
Yeah, all over the place.
So. No, I do. Yeah, I do think though, if you know, we can do stuff with games and stuff now. Like, we've gone so far from
yeah.
what 50 years.
Yeah,
this room would be full of computers.
30 years.
Yeah,
yeah. You know,
I mean, I don't understand TikToks.
Yeah,
it's over my head.
Yeah. Wearing a watch though.
Yeah.
See what I did there. Simulation theory. Thank you.
Thank you.
Really,
Tech
good stuff.
Smith, as I would have put in your.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta find that name now.
Should we move on to everyone's favourite segment, IMAX? He's buffering.
Recently, the state of cinema has put me in an internal slump. The cinemas are still closed, despite the efforts of one disgruntled reviewer demanding the Odeon open its doors to me. They tell me I should stick indoors to isolate myself from members of the public for at least 2 weeks. I tell them I fear not the illness of the body, it's the illness of the mind I find truly terrifying. How is my soul that is nourished and fed from watching hot new flicks from Tinseltown meant to stay healthy? I fear the pressure may be getting to me. I have blacked out many a time this week, waking up outside Andy Burnham's private residence, banging impatiently on his front door, screaming about my insatiable hunger for movies. He ignored me. I have tried to connect with him on a professional level and yelled about you, my loyal listeners, and how you demand nothing but the freshest, newest movie reviews, but still no communication from our Lord Mayor. I fear there may be repercussions from this, however, as I have since spotted men in blacks following me around. As a cloud of depression sets in, I have found myself seeking cheap thrills elsewhere. I recently downloaded Netflix, and even though it was against my very morals, I decided to watch a movie at home in the harsh light of my fluorescent light bulbs, which I cannot turn off due to issues, as opposed to the dim darkness of the cinema. I typed in hot, fresh, new movies, and after scrolling down for 30 minutes, if by providence or fate, I stumbled across the movie The Truman Show. I didn't know what I was in for. What can I say about the movie? The acting, sublime. The camera work, intriguing. But the story, I was hooked. The story of a man living in a world where he's constantly watched by the man in power, having his every move manipulated by an army of intimate strangers. It frightened me to my core. I remembered my mother and a picture she keeps of Andy Burnham above the TV, and something tugged at the back of my mind. Could Andy be seeking vengeance for me keeping him up at night? Am I Andy Burnham's Truman? The director of the movie, playing at being God, is intent on creating life. He states that the Truman Show will include the world's first on-TV Inception. I am shooketh, as my father has put Inception on the TV. And then I remembered Andy Burnham's photo was also on my father's TV. It goes from the top to slightly above me. There are some amazing characters in the film. I recognise Biff Tanner from the hit movie Back to the Future. I assume he is not playing the same character. The Oxford Dictionary defines paranoia as a mental disorder characterized by systemized systemized delusions and the projection of personal conflicts.
Wow.
Shit.
Do you want to go get some fresh air?
My Max for this week, thank you.
Powerful.
Andy Burnham's not the Lord Mayor.
I think Max has lost it, to be honest.
Oh, la dee cha! Oh! Oh!
You okay? Yeah. Don't talk to push you in.
I just need to be tucked in. It's not weird. I've got a thyroid problem. Ooh, lad, he does, as I said before. You naughty, naughty boys.
Who are you, sorry?
Who am I?
Yeah.
Do you not read the papers?
No.
I'm a woman on a mission, and this mission is finding out the man who killed me boy. Great friend of the podcast, Conspiracy. Yes, oh. It's me, his mother, Donaspiracy.
Wow.
Named after kebab.
Yeah. Donna, I'm very sorry about...
you should be.
...the death of your son.
I don't know if you watched the bloody podcast.
Remind me, what happened to Connor?
What happened to Connor? What happened to Connor? You know what happened to Connor, because he came on here and he spoke about it, didn't he?
On the last Conspiracy podcast, Connor was on.
The one that died.
He died because he bloody died.
Died, didn't he?
Who else bloody dies on this podcast?
Next week we had the detective Dick Spy on.
Oh, of course.
Dick Spy, the private eye.
Right, Dick Spy, good guy.
No, he killed Conspiracy.
So they say.
He admitted it himself.
So I take it he's been charged.
He's frigged off. he's frigged right off, booked it, bagged it, frigged off. Don't know if you've seen that on Comedy Show. Britain's Got Talent, innit? I still have my TV. I need to catch up, though. Anyway, I'm fuming at you boys because I don't know if you remember the Conspiracy podcast.
No.
My boy came on the podcast and he said a lot of things.
Yeah.
He said things like, I'm frying for my life.
Did he say that?
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Don't paraphrase now.
I'm not going to quote him verbatim. I don't do that. I don't do that for nobody, not for love nor money. Guy tried to give me that in Tesco the other day when I was guarding the game.
Did happen.
Anyway, so the other day, I had to watch a bloody podcast to find a woman with my son on. Spent all bloody day, boringest day of my life. I don't know what fucking numbered would do that. So anyway, crazy story. I'm fuming because apparently my son came on it and the man who killed him...
No way you have Spotify.
Wrap your head around that Spotify.
Yeah.
That's good, that's a joke. That's a joke.
You wrap tinfoil around your head, don't you?
Yeah, it's to stop the crazy people stealing my brainwaves.
Stop the crazies.
You not heard about the fucking... You not heard about simulation theory. I don't know how to look. I spent hours right now. Yeah. Waste of time. Anyway, what was I speaking about? Oh, yeah, my son.
And your dead son. Yeah.
The man who killed him came on this bloody podcast. Yeah? And he said that...
But it wasn't bloody until he came on.
It's nice to joke about these things, isn't it?
Your son's blood. To be clear.
Yeah, of course I got that, but he didn't have blood on him because he burnt in a car, didn't he? I think. No, he didn't.
He did, yeah.
Didn't he? Wasn't his head in a bag with a penis?
No,
very forgettable.
His hands and feet were in a bag and his penis. But his head.
There we go. I don't know, I'm smiling at that. That's fucking awful. Yeah. So the man who killed him came on podcast and you didn't call police.
We had other segments to do. We didn't have time to call the police when you got Tom Looney, Dave Raves.
Look, I could call police right now if you want me to.
No signal in that studio.
You could have done it yourself.
Yeah, but I only watched the podcast after the fact.
So
and
you
I did.
Just found out you said
that. I picked up phone and I call police and I go, hello, mate. Is this policeman? And he goes, yeah, it's DS Picky.
Right.
He's helping me find my son.
Right.
It's a bit, you know, I'm a frugal lady, you know. Yeah. That's why I was at Tesco on Black Friday looking for Fallout game.
Yeah.
And DS Picky, he charges £300 a day plus expenses.
Extortionate.
Very extortionate.
And he's a police officer.
What sort of expenses?
Oh, you know what expenses are, like hotel.
Yeah.
Red light district.
Mm-hmm.
Jockey buttons.
So he thinks he's going to find your son's killer in Amsterdam.
No, in the Manchester one.
Oh, right.
You never been?
It's Chucky Button's the name of it.
Yes.
I've never been, yeah. No. But you have?
I work there.
Do
where
you?
We met.
And you had to pay him 300 quid still.
Yeah, I'm quite cheap.
Donna, I hate to interrupt you. I really do.
I don't.
Please. But, you should have done it fucking earlier, man.
We can cut to this.
Thank you.
Donna, I can't help but notice that DS Picky is an anagram of Dick Spy.
No! No!
Yeah, I'm worried that Detective Sergeant Picky is actually Dick Spy. Have you seen him?
I haven't.
No.
I don't know why. I've been in the same room as him, but...
Shagged him.
More a gimp mask.
Yeah. I had my whole face covered.
Yeah, that's how you make your money.
In bin bag and in tinfoil.
Strange.
Just so simulation won't get into my brain.
Yeah.
Crazy stuff, this, right? There's a person called Nick a Sweetman.
Nick a Sweetman.
Nick a Sweetman, yeah, yeah. We get a few of them in club. You're telling me that DS Picky is Dick Spy?
I just said it could be possible. Yeah.
But I always do anagram in newspaper. I won't say which one. And fuck me. I thought I was good at this stuff. Dick Spy, he should be called corn a mother out of her inheritance money.
Sounded like you said corn there instead of corn.
I did say corn. Corn her. Connor. Connor mother out of her inheritance.
Donna, now that you know that DS Picky is probably Dick Spy, maybe next time you're shagging him, you could just, if he says
clench.
Choke me, yeah, just keep
been doing my Kegels, man. Finally time to use that for some good. Protect my son.
Yeah.
Well, he's dead now.
He is, yeah. Maybe he'd already be dead after seeing this.
I need to go protect my dignity.
Too late.
Can I go now, please?
Yeah, yeah, go on, Donna.
I got places to be, man.
Yeah, chocolate buttons for one.
Gotta go watch the Truman Show. It sounds really exciting.
See you later, Donna. Yeah. Tom.
Yep.
Could I get off your phone for a minute? God.
Sorry.
No respect these days, these millennials.
Mini break.
These young kids with the new phones.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. You thought about, you know, just life.
Yeah, I've just been on the phone with Andy Burnham.
Yeah.
And Tommy Judge.
His voicemail.
Tommy Judge, yeah. Tommy
yeah,
Judge.
Tommy Judge. We've got it all sorted out.
Got a question for you. Would you rather?
Oh.
It's a simple one this week, but I'm intrigued. Would you rather be a lawyer or a doctor?
I know my answer.
I know my answer.
Should you say after three? One, two, three.
Lawyer.
Yeah!
Manscaped.
My reasoning was, I feel like I get a lot more pleasure out of winning an argument than saving a life.
You would kill someone to win an argument. I couldn't do what a doctor does.
Yeah.
Not because I haven't been trained, but like if I had to saw someone's leg off, I'd just be like, no. Yeah, I couldn't do that. But also, like, it has to be an American lawyer.
Right. Why?
They have more fun, I think.
Well, I mean, we see the big trials, the Hollywood stuff.
Yeah.
Judy.
The more, you know, the chances of you getting one of them cases, one, you know, it's, I'm sure there's, you know, big lawyers over here.
Yeah, doctor. I feel like the long hours as well for a doctor. Mm.
Especially now. Especially as well with, like, you just get shafted, don't you, by the government?
Yeah, and I'd love to find the loopholes in, like, a case.
Yeah.
See how we could get them. Yeah. I'd like that.
What about being some crazy, respected specialist in a field? You just
like a scarecrow.
Love this guy.
Especially this was a scarecrow.
Yeah.
You know, not kind of an NHS doctor, because, you know, as wonderful as they are, it's, you know, yeah, you are, you're not talking about top of the tree.
Yeah.
What about a plastic surgeon who gets to do the stars of Geordie Shore's tits?
Yep.
Yeah. Is that you want, is it, Tom? To look at women's nipples, is it?
It's not even that, though. That's slicing them open and shoving them with latex.
Or beans.
Is that sexual? Nice. We've got the latex one or the bean one. Yeah, they will go off after a month.
Hey, Tom. If this is here...
Yeah, that's good.
What's in me jacket, Tate? So it'd all be lawyers?
Yeah.
Lawyers.
Fair play. Now it's time for Put It to the Max.
Put it to Max.
Put it to the Max. Put it to the Max.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, man.
Hey, guys. Call me Adam, please. Like most people, I've been having
a
bit of a bad year financially. I was furloughed from my job in March, and since then I've been told I won't have a job to come back to. Fortunately, though, I've managed to land myself an interview for a job that I really want. The only problem is that I don't come across well in interviews. The added pressure of needing and wanting this job is worrying me. As confident guy as yourself, have you got any tips for what I should do? Best wishes, Adam.
Cheers, Adam. This would be perfect to role play, I think.
So we could just talk about it, you know.
I mean, the layout as well. Yeah, who wants to be the interviewer, interviewee?
I feel like two interviewers over here.
And I'll be the interviewee.
Okay. Does he mention where it is, or is it just an unknown?
No. We can role play that.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
Have a seat, please.
Which one were you again?
How are yourself? I'm Adam.
Wow.
Nice to meet you, Adam.
Cheers.
Adam, what brings you here today?
I think that's pretty obvious.
Yeah, I've come to interview for the role of the folks at job.
He doesn't know what the job is.
Hmm.
Okay, so you know what we do here. We are specialists in a field. That's right, we scare crows. So we'll dress you up.
Yeah.
And we'll put you out on a field. Could be a cornfield, could be a rice field.
Okay.
Rice paddy.
Yeah.
You'll meet a lot of celebs.
Really?
You'll meet great celebs.
Oh, perfect.
I have met Gwen Stefani.
Wow, when was that?
She crashed her car on the M25, rear-ended a truck. So I got out, took her information, and then I drove her to the nearest garage where she could call the AA.
So she gave her information to you.
I was a policeman at the time.
Okay.
I have since been fired and now work here at Fields for You.
So what do you think makes you qualified for the job, Adam?
I'm really good at standing still.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm really good at scaring off birds. I'm a virgin.
I like that.
Yeah, humor. Yeah,
cheers, guys. Cheers, guys.
Yeah, and we're virgins. Yeah.
I'm passionate and I'll do anything for a tenner.
Anything for a tenner?
Yeah.
Do you mean a singer of the tenner variety?
No, I'm in the Tampons, the brand.
I don't know what tampon is.
Is possible you could demonstrate?
Oh my, is that what a tampon does?
Yeah. Yeah.
No!
Scary, isn't it?
I love that.
Yeah.
You've come in here. Yeah. At first you were stammering. But since meeting you and knowing you and in a way loving you,
wow,
you've shown me some real va-va-voom.
Thank you.
And we've got no more interviews scheduled today.
Yeah, I was the last one.
So no, you're the first.
And last.
I don't usually come to interviews at 8 o'clock at night. But
and in this fantastic part of town, are you crazy? Yeah.
Car park's a strange venue. You know what, if I ask some questions to yourselves, if that's okay.
Please.
Rather you didn't. Go on.
How long has this business been going for?
That's too many questions for me. Yeah.
Do you want
the job, Adam?
I'm just not sure your business is qualified for me to work here.
We want you.
we are virgins. We've heard your problem.
Just wanting me doesn't.
But we're asking you to take a leap of faith.
It's been a tough year financially. I can't take a leap of faith.
Are you prepared to do that?
If you maybe worked for a startup with some sort of technology that could grow and grow, maybe you're developing an app, I would. Instead, you're scaring crows. It's fucking winter, need I point out. Most of them are flying off to the south.
Not true, not true,
that's
not true.
Not true. Have you not true
at all. Caged some crows, have not you, true to keep your business alive?
Not true.
You've done a Danny the Champion of the World and just roofied the pigeons.
I've never read that book. I can't read famously, apart from when I read Tampon in that book. It was diagrams.
Guys, I've heard all I need to hear. Get out.
Get
out of the static home.
Oh, crikey. I thought this would happen. Because that is the way the world runs. In the static home.
Yeah. Bigger, better business. Businessman.
So there you go, Adam.
Yeah.
That's the sort of... That's the attitude to take, I believe.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. So sorry, Adam.
Yeah.
But if you do go to your scarecrow company...
Yeah.
Don't just automatically shut it down. They may be different. Just happens this one was.
Yeah.
One thing I did enjoy in that role play was how you questioned the owners of the business.
Yeah.
Because an interview is a two-way street.
That's it. The interview.
You know, why should
jobs gonna work for you?
Why should they be so lucky to get you? You know, don't be afraid to ask them a few questions.
Spending 40 hours a week there. Yeah. Life's precious.
Exactly. That's it.
Exactly.
We're gonna die one day. Yeah. And if the simulation theory is true, which
did get that far.
Nicholas Sweet spoke about, it's really annoying because I don't know his name.
I can't believe you read Nicholas Sweet.
William Friggin Bottom.
Yeah.
Born on October 25th, 1910.
Alan Turing wasn't alive in 1906.
I was going to say it was the fucking war. What? Second World War Turing, wasn't
he? He wasn't even alive in that.
No. Because what you...
That's what I thought that. I didn't know that. I mean,
it took 30 years.
Yeah, making computers as a four-year-old boy, maybe.
Could happen.
He was a genius.
Could happen,
he was a genius. Yeah. It was you that I had question marks over.
Final question.
Yeah.
It's the final question!
Okay, bit of a strange one. It might be a thinker. Has there ever been something happen in your life that you wish you knew the answer to? No. I like the, if you could find out who's ever fancied you or loved you, that would be cool.
Mm. Just knowing what people have thought about you.
Yes. That'd be is that, grim, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd want to know.
No.
I feel like the loved one or liked... That's better.
That'd be even worse if it's just like tumbleweed.
Oh, right, just your dad comes up.
No, son. It's time we talked.
Oh, Stefani, what are you doing here?
Maybe something I've lost. Maybe like, I wonder where that's
where
gone.
That go? Yeah. I lost to a... I lost my XO top that was long sleeved at football. No idea where it was.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, probably on eBay.
I came to Salford Uni. On a bit of a whim.
Yeah.
Wasn't quite. So, you know, I often wonder what would have happened had I taken a different path.
What's the other path? What was the other option?
I don't know. I think I was thinking of doing some history. Or something.
Sort of cheating you doing history. You've lived through most of it.
Hey!
Yeah. Swish. Yeah, what about you, Joe?
What would happen if you all tried your jam?
For the mic.
Okay, Joe wants us to try his jam. Joe's been making jam. Joe's been getting sticky, should we say.
Crackers?
That's what our rapping group was called for a while. Tom, did you know that Max hates jams and any sort of spread?
Well, he said he'll try it.
I possibly heard that before.
Do you know, I did realise, though.
You love lemon curd.
I do.
Victoria Sponge.
Love jam donuts.
That's a great character. Victoria Sponge. Jam donuts are different, though, because they're wrapped in a lovely, treat.
Do you like donuts?
Love a donut. Jam, though, if it's got, like, other stuff in it, I feel off about
custard.
It. Yeah, I'm not
cold.
Into that.
Cold.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, I've never tried.
Oh, yeah.
They sell
anal with an Ethiopian. Sorry, no, he has tried that.
That's the one thing I'm jamming tonight.
That's staying in.
Said Max.
Why have you given me the biggest one?
Oh, good.
Oh, no.
You need it.
Why have I to...
Oh, come on. Joe's worked hard on this.
Thank you. He's given me the littlest bit because I'm not a big fan of jam.
I'm watching my sugar intake.
Thank you very much, Joe.
Delicious jam.
Thank
strawberries.
You.
Strawberries.
So where did you source the strawberries
fresh
from?
Strawberries are from my local fruit seller.
From your local fruit seller in Edgeley. So this is a man.
Get a closer of the fucking massive hair in
the... What? He's not.
Oh.
Jam's
here. Where?
Have you been using Manscaped over this jam jar?
Oh, no.
Oh! I didn't realize it was that big! No!
No, that's not...
I'm that ass!
Oh, my God. That's a fucking pube!
Joe McGrath, go, mate. Strawberry jam.
Try it, Tom.
I'm not worried about a bit of hair.
Yeah, try it, Tom. You'll love it.
Oh, for God's sake, I'm going to have to eat it now. Your hair's not even that long, Joe.
I don't know what it was. That doesn't help.
He's not in a good way back there.
How is
he? He's molting. He's just shedding hair everywhere.
The stress.
This hasn't gone how I wanted it.
Can you try a bit?
Yeah, sure.
I'm not going to lie to you. Wing it's on his ass.
Get
a lot of eggs in his basket. It's me, I'm the Edgeley fruit seller. Doing what I can. Joe, it's...
Chicken College have just cancelled.
So okay. It's nice.
It tastes like store-bought jam.
That's a compliment in a way.
It could be a little kind of... I mean, rich is the wrong word. Mm. I don't know. Sweeter and more intense. It could be more intense. Homemade jam. I want it to pack more of a punch.
Thank you very much, Joe.
It tastes store-bought. It's not a bad
smells good
compliment to begin with.
You know what? For your first batch,
Oh no.
That big hair was an issue though, that shouldn't happen.
No, I don't know what happened there. I shouldn't have an investigation.
Yeah, and to serve it, you know, you've got to be careful.
I like that.
It's not bad, is it?
That's good.
Right, so what are we saying? More rich for the next batch.
I really like the cracker. The cracker was good.
That does taste normal.
Sweeter. That's good.
It needs more strawberry. More flavour, yeah.
Yeah, more strawberry.
More strawberry.
Less hair.
Like, infinitely less hair. Like.
It's a lovely jam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well done, Joe.
Yeah, there's nothing we can say that, you know, more embarrassing than serving, you know, some lovely jam with huge fucking hair in it. So he'll learn from that.
We're all allowed hiccups.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's not his first, but...
Hey, Joe landed us this place.
Yeah.
A big thank you to Bruntwood and Blackfriars House, who have taken us in, taken us under their wing. For more information on this room and all the other rooms in this building, which you can, you know, use for the day, then check out the link in the description. Joe, appreciation. Man of the hour.
Yeah. Proud of you, man.
Thank you very much for watching the Stephen Tries podcast. I've been joined by Tom Looney.
Aftertaste.
Max Smith.
Cheers, guys.
And Joe McGrath. Whee!
And Stephen Tries.
Thank you. Stay safe, stay humble. Ciao.